This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, it's Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, we've got a lot of things talking about here on the radio show. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, all the things that are going on. With New California State, we got just tons of things going to be happening, and so we want to make everybody aware the clock's ticking, basically. The economy is about ready to go. So we're going to be taking a big, full assessment of what we're doing here at New California. And, we do this every, you know, it's a gut check time. It's Lou Holtz gut check time. we always do this to assess what we're doing, where we're going, how we're getting there. And I'll tell you, the thing that's kind of rocked us a little bit, of course, are the fires and the outreach that we've been doing. being proactive by utilizing some of our own resources, which is, it's really amazing how it's come together with a lot of the north and south, the counties being involved and so on, and developing meetings. The first response unit went out in the campfire and did a fantastic job. And of course, you know, we got more things going on. We got up in Ridley on Saturday night, where you have a town hall, Saturday afternoon starting at 4 at the Veterans Hall. And, you know, we're going to really position ourselves, we hope, with a lot of people that will be interested in helping us out with that fire. Anyway, but also talking about New California and all the things that are going on with New California, lots of things happening with New California. And it's just kind of nonstop. It's really going to pick up with intensity here in January. So just this is kind of gearing up, if you will. We got one more month before things start to really go crazy. And we're welcoming the craziness. We're absolutely welcoming the craziness of this. So anyway, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also donate to the fire relief. There's multiple places where you can donate. We have a GoFundMe that where we work directly with these fire victims and also gathering money and so on for the cards. It's the cash cards, and say, you know, cash cards, here's a card for cash. You buy these cards, and what we have found is that gasoline in particular is in short supply for a lot of these people that basically had to run away from their homes and for their lives with nothing. And you talk to the victims. I've gone over there several. This is my fifth trip now. This will be my sixth probably tomorrow. I'm trying to get up there tomorrow. We got presentation tonight going on. And then tomorrow we'll be up there in the campfire area assessing what's going on, kind of looking and reconnoitering, if you will, because for our next assault that's going to happen up there, which will be probably not this weekend, but maybe next weekend, we're going to actually take a look at what's going to be happening and some of the outlying, county fairgrounds, if you will, because that's where a lot of these people have gone. So we're going to be checking that out and seeing how we can help there. So anyway, go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com. There's a GoFundMe, and also there's also, when you get to the GoFundMe, you'll be directed in a number of different ways where you can donate. So you'll have your a plethora of options, if you will, to suit your needs. I'm really not big on donating to the big ones like the Red Cross. I'm really disappointed in what I've been seeing for relief activities from the Red Cross in particular with the victims. Now, I'm hearing mixed results, they're not even mixed results. Most of them are negative with the experiences from the victims. They don't know what the Red Cross is doing to try and help them. So that's just a little public criticism of what's going on with the Red Cross. But, you know, I've seen it for myself, and that's kind of the really bad thing, if you will. Okay, so anyway, we've got this whole situation now. You probably heard about the fixer, Michael Cohen, who, by the way, I'm looking at his phone number right now. I'd say, what? Yeah, well, we had, it's kind of interesting the way it's played out for us here on Agenda 21 Radio, is that, you know, our involvement with Russia. We were in contact with Michael Cohen and his people. Yeah. So the article, and I'm going to go to, Breitbart. What's with Breitbart? They've really changed their format and everything. It's really discombobulated. The numbers must be down. Maybe they're up. I don't know. Discombobulation. Making it hard for your readers to find where to go to read and research things, or to find out just the joy of the read, you know. Maybe that's a good strategy. I don't know. It wasn't working. It's not working for me now. But now I'm struggling just with pulling it up. I know that's really kind of odd, isn't it? I think it's odd. Having our own internet site constantly, you know, discombobulated. I get it. But, you know, Breitbart, they got the big guns going on there. They got multiple servers, you know. You would think that would be a little bit better type of situation for them, for anybody, basically, to be able to come up with a solution that would, well, make it better for them. Anyway, Michael Cohen, though, we're going to get to this article. I think we're going to wait until after. Yeah, no, we'll go ahead and go with it right now. And
how do we found?
You know, I don't think we can do that too much. But we're going to come back after this and find out about Michael Cohen and what's been going on with Michael Cohen and his craziness. I mean, some people might say, Michael Cohen, you're just absolutely crazy by doing all these things. But, you know, he's obviously, Michael Cohen is self-preserving, I guess. I guess he's self-preserving. But we're going to come back to this Fox article. It says, President Trump's former attorney, who once famously claimed he would take a bullet for his boss, pleaded guilty Thursday. Oh, so he's pled now. Before the hour, he was going to plead. Now he pled. Lying to Congress about Trump real estate projects in Russia. Now, I don't know what that would be all about. You know, Trump had real estate. You know, he's a worldwide developer. He's got stuff all over the place. Well, where's the collusion in an election there, right? So the president comes back and blasting Cohen as a weak person and claiming his former attorney was lying to get a reduced sentence. Cohen entered the plea in a surprise 30-minute federal court appearance in New York City on Thursday. He pled guilty to making false statements to Senate Intelligence Committee in 2017 about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. And Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, was not present in court on Thursday. Instead, he was represented by attorneys Guy Petrillo and Amy Lasker. Lasker. Don't get me going. Lasker. Amy Lasker. Says Thursday marked the first time Mueller's team charged Cohen as a part of its investigation into the Russian meddling and potential collusion with Trump campaign associates during the 2016 presidential election. Cohen made the false statements to minimize links between Moscow's project and individual Trump. We're gonna get into this. You know, he makes a false. What is it? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, says he's giving critical information to special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Last month, Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 federal charges and said candidate Trump told him to arrange payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and former playmate Karen McDougal to keep them quiet ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Both women say they had affairs with now President Trump years before he took office. He denies both claims. Laura Ingle is here with more. Michael Cohen was in federal court today. Laura, what do we know?
He was, and this was a total surprise. I mean, talk about a Friday. This kind of came out of nowhere, and he was spotted downtown inside the federal courthouse. He denied to say why he was there. We're still working on it. It's possible he was at a meeting about his probation. Now, we've reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Southern District Court, Cohen's lawyers, Lanny Davis, who offered no comment, and Guy Petrelli, and Cohen himself to see what's going on. No real response. There was nothing on the court docket today. A picture was posted on Twitter of Cohen entering the court by court reporters who cover federal court daily. That's how we all found out about this. We're continuing to work our sources for more.
Yeah, there were meetings, though, between Cohen and Robert Mueller, right? Do we know anything more about what transpired?
Right. This report coming to us from ABC News, and this is a very big one because it would indicate that there is some cooperation going on. Now, there was reportedly multiple interviews in multiple places, according to ABC News sources, some in Washington, D.C., some meetings here in New York City. And apparently these two were not alone. According to this new report, prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York were also on hand. Now, the special counsel's questioning of Michael Cohen reportedly zeroed in on all aspects of the president's possible dealings with Russia and any ties to alleged collusion by the Trump campaign to influence the 2016 election. Now, last night, things, John, got a little weird on Twitter over all of this when Cohen seemed to tweet about himself, saying, "Good for Michael Cohen, 212, that's his handle, in providing critical information to the Mueller investigation without a cooperation agreement. No one should question his honesty, veracity, or loyalty to his family and country over POTUS real Donald Trump." Now, Twitter users pounced quickly, questioning the third-person reference. The tweet was then taken down, followed up by the exact same tweet from Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, who then tweeted again to explain the momentary confusion, saying this, "FYI, I wrote a tweet congratulating Michael Cohen and sent a text to him to tweet to his much larger following, but was delayed posting myself, so he posted first. All take a breath. I don't control or have access to Mr. Cohen's Twitter account. He is my client and my friend." Then, when President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani was asked about the ABC report, he told another outlet, "Cohen, quote, has a history of lying. We've reached out for comment to Giuliani's office, so far have not heard back." According to ABC, Mueller's team is interested in knowing if the president or his associates have talked about a possible pardon for Cohen, who pleaded guilty to federal criminal charges last month. Cohen is also cooperating with the New York State investigation into the inner workings of the Trump Family Charity and the Trump Organization, where Cohen served as an executive vice president and special counsel to Trump for 10 years. Now, while there is a chance that President Trump could offer a pardon on the federal level, we know that there are no presidential pardons for state cases. So he's facing up to 5 years, and he's expected to be sentenced December 12th. A lot going on with Michael Cohen.
Yeah, that whole thing about Cohen sending out a tweet congratulating himself.
Right.
And then it gets taken down, and then his lawyer sends out the same thing. That's a little weird.
It seemed a little weird, and Twitter definitely responded. A lot of people said, "What is going on?" So they tried to clarify it. And that was the answer.
Laura Engel, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, 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 here we go. I'm not too sure there's anything there. I'm looking at this as sort of like a nothing burger. That's what I'm looking at. I think it's sort of like a nothing burger. I'm stunned. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. I'm shocked about this. It's just shocking what's going on. Okay, let's switch. I want to switch gears though and get into Cohen's weak person who is lying. Ah, Rat Sings. Oh God, Drudge is brutal. Rat Sings. Cohen pleads guilty, lying to Congress, gives Mueller 70 hours of testimony. Okay. Says red laser dots floater on president's chest and face during White House speech. Nice. Yeah. See, that's the thing that's going on. One third of migrants in caravan being treated for health issues. MS-13 member busted. 8-time deported drug mule headed back to prison. That's a bummer. MS-13 member busted. Okay, so, you know, the reporting that, you know, we've been doing about the people that need help out there in from the campfire, I don't see too much of it being reported on Fox News, but we're seeing the caravans. You know, this is just classic what's happening here. This is something that everybody knows is going to happen, is that the health issues, because you've got thousands of people that are stranded down there in Tijuana. And of course, it's all America's fault that's happening, right? Right. we get blamed for everything. Absolutely. Now, this is very, very common that you have these health issues.
We're getting from Tijuana's health department yesterday. Before I give you those numbers, though, let me just show you, for the 6,000 plus migrants that are in this cramped tent city, that tent, that little white tent attached to a small camper, is the extent of the health services available from Tijuana's municipal health department. And the numbers are alarming. Take a look at these. Of the 2,267 migrants that have been treated so far, we know that over 60% have respiratory infections. There are 3 confirmed cases of tuberculosis. There are 4 cases, of HIV/AIDS, 101 cases of lice, and 4 cases of chickenpox. And hepatitis is a real concern here as well because of the overcrowding and unsanitary conditions. It's been raining all night, expected to rain all day. The migrants are cold, wet, and suffering from colds. And it is creating a situation of frustration, not only because of the fact that they're very sick right now, but also because they believe they were lied to by organizers who told them it was going to be much easier to get across to the U.S. Marco Munoz is one of those migrants from Honduras who told
Wow, they were lied to. Ooh.
Told me that they're worried we may be headed towards a breaking point. Take a listen.
They lied to us from the beginning. So most of these people are disappointed, you know, and getting frustrated at the time. So as you can see, every day that passes, it's more and more people that are coming. So there's going to be a point break where they're just going to say, let's rush in there, you know.
And we're hearing that there may be an effort to move some of these folks to another location to create a spot with more space. We'll find out if that happens. We're also hearing of a potential march amongst the migrants here. Of course, the last time there was a march on Sunday, it turned violent and it was a bad situation. We'll find out. The situation's fluid, but one thing's for sure, these migrants are not healthy.
Not healthy migrants. Kind of like not healthy survivors from the campfire, right? Kind of like that. What's up with that, right? Well, that's because they're not healthy. That's because they're not healthy. Now, this is another thing. California Attorney General monitoring possible legal action against the use of force on the border. Now, see, this is from Tucker. We're going to get back to this is too good. It says California's top law enforcement official on Wednesday said he is evaluating whether the state can take legal action over the Trump administration's use of force against a migrant caravan and threats to close the U.S.-Mexico border. I want you to think about what I just said. California's top law enforcement official on Wednesday said he is evaluating whether the state can take legal action over the Trump administration's use of force against a migrant caravan and threatens to close the U.S. border. That's interesting, isn't it? What about the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to play this portion from Tucker Carlson. What we're talking about is possible legal action by Attorney General Javier Becerra. We'll see about that. Here we go.
So before we get to the broader questions about where the country's going and what we can absorb, a few questions about what happened over the weekend. I've watched all day as Americans have defended foreign citizens who attacked American border agents and suggested that somehow the Americans are in the wrong when foreigners waving foreign flags throw rocks at them. How does that work?
Well, you showed some compelling footage, and I think both sides of this debate need to take a deep breath and think about their positions. So I agree with you, remember, that we have the right to control our border and decide who gets in. On the other side, we also have to use rule of law when we process people who do have the right to apply for political asylum under the laws of our country and have the right to do that and while being in a peaceful place and not under the economic and serious security situation that they face in Honduras.
But hold on. Let's just address the facts of this case just for a second. If they were applying for asylum, then why did they rush the border crossing? Is that what asylum application looks like?
Well, not all of them are probably going to meet the standard for asylum. Clearly.
But would you say that someone who waves the flag of a foreign country as he rushes your border station is eligible for asylum?
Well, I don't understand why they would be holding their flag when they're running from that country. So that's a good point.
But what if they try and bum rush the border agents? Doesn't that immediately disqualify them?
Well, we both agree that they have no right to bum rush our border. And we have the right to use force, not lethal force, but a non-lethal force to prevent them from coming across. And for those who threw rocks, it was right for our Border Patrol agents to arrest them and even to use tear gas if that's what they needed to do to stop them from coming
across.
Then
why is everyone, why is everyone lying about this? Why is the DNC and all the people who work for them, Acosta and all the buffoons you see on television, why are they demanding that we not believe our eyes, that there's no caravan they're telling us, they would never hop the border, you're a racist if you think they're attacking us? Why are they lying to us, do you think?
Well, it's not for me to explain what they're saying. What I want to do is to talk about what is a sensible solution to this,
okay,
which is the compromise that was reached in October between the U.S., Mexico, and UNHCR, which is the U.N. Refugee Agency, which is these people stay in Mexico. They are given housing. They can stay there, and they are allowed to apply for political asylum in the U.S. while in Mexico. And during that time, they will be processed legally and their rights will be adjudicated via our process. And if they don't meet the standard, they can't come in. And many of them, in the meantime, will likely find jobs in Mexico or go home.
What I find so striking, and look, I just want to be really clear, as I have been many times, I have total sympathy for someone who wants to come here. I'm glad to be a citizen, okay? And I understand why they want to be. But what about our interests? Like, how many people can we absorb? Because no one's even pretending this is going to make us a better or richer country. Like, that's a lie and everyone knows it. It's going to make us poorer, obviously, accepting a lot of poor people when automation is making our own jobs go away. So how many people can we accept before this country really changes for the world? Seriously, it's a serious question.
Why is nobody asking that question? We have different views of where America is. You paint America to be this feeble state that can barely deal with a couple thousand people who want to be processed.
I think we are still the wealthiest,
strongest country in the world.
But is it good
and we
for
also
us?
We also have accepted
us?
Many immigrants. Okay. Everyone here, no, unless you're Native American, you are an immigrant.
It doesn't matter how far you go back. So you're appealing to the
statute.
No, a real answer. Like, what's the number? So we've got 320 million people. I've got a bunch of kids. I plan to die in this country, and I kind of want to know what it's going to look like, and I want a voice in that. So what can I expect? How many more people do we let in before it's like it's enough?
Well, we're letting in far fewer this year and last year than we did
before. But what's a good
number?
What should I look forward to?
And we have an immigration problem, which is we have too many people here who are here unlawfully. We need to deal with that problem. But we can't completely cut off immigration. We have to have sensible immigration. We have to protect our border,
but not close our border. I know what the bumper stickers are. I just want to know, I want someone to tell me 50 years from now, here's what America will look like.
But no one wants to have that conversation because that debate...
You know why.
That debate, it's nice to have that debate here, but that debate needs to take place in Congress.
I don't hear
Congress
it anywhere.
Has to pass an immigration law that makes these decisions.
It sets numbers and decides. Let's have a real conversation.
How many people we're going to let in and what country.
Because no one else is doing it. I want it on this show. It's the only show that actually has that conversation, and no one will engage with me.
I'm engaging with you.
Thank you, David. Great to see you. Thank you.
Wow. Hot and heavy on that, huh? Isn't it amazing what's going on here with all these people with the debate? Well, you know, and I just love Tucker Carlson. I think he's like my newfound best friend. Isn't that amazing? Amazing stuff. Anyway, listen, we got a lot. Border enforcement and the fires up north in California. And again, I'm speaking to the nation out there. I'm just making the plea for help. For everybody who's out in the elements here in Northern California, if you can donate to our GoFundMe, any money at $5, $2, $3, whatever, we need that money to help these people. We need that money to help these people. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing what's going on. And then they're concerned about bringing these people across the border. The Attorney General is concerned about that as opposed to possible prosecution of anybody who caused these fires, which led to the death of, well, it could be over, well, by the sheriff's count, nearly 100 people. And, you know, there could be as many as 3,000 by some of the numbers we've seen. So what what is the priority, right? And again, this is something that's going to be a national phenomenon if it's not stopped here in California and confronted. That's why New California is here, guys. That's why New California is here. That's why New California is here. That's why it's important to help out as much as you can. And every little bit helps. So go to the GoFundMe on the newcaliforniastate.com and help us out. Help out the victims of the left, if you will, the environmental crazies. They're just as dangerous, of course, as those that are pushing for the illegal foreign nationals to come across the border, and mostly in California, right? Notice it's coming to California. We're going to stop this, by the way. New California is. It will be the 51st state, and it is going to happen sooner than you think, I might add. Sooner than you think. I'm just telling you. It's got to, and we know it. It's got to, and we know it. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com is the abbreviated form on how to get there. It's shortcut, we call it. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And you know what? We're going to explode. Getting ready. Getting down and ready. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah.
Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Okay, so we're following this whole thing with the president around, and he's making a comment here now that he, just as he gets on the helicopter, about Michael Cohen, you know, the rat. He's like, Drudge calls him the rat. I mean, this is it's almost like Batman, Gotham City. I mean, it's just the whole nine yards going on, you know. And so we've got this little clip here we're going to play of Trump. See how this all works out. They do these weird things with. Okay, maybe we can get it this way. Here we go. I'm sorry.
Cohen has made many statements to the House, as I understand it, and the Senate. He put out a statement talking about a project, which was essentially, I guess, more or less of an option that we were looking at in Moscow. Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that. It lasted a short period of time. I didn't do the project. I decided not to do the project, so I didn't do it. So we're not talking about doing a project. We're talking about not doing a project. Michael Cohen, what he's doing is he was convicted, I guess. You'll have to put it into legal terms. But he was convicted with a fairly long-term sentence on things totally unrelated to the Trump Organization, having to do with mortgages and having to do with cheating the IRS, perhaps. A lot of different things. I don't know exactly. But he was convicted of various things unrelated to us. He was given a fairly long jail sentence. And he's a weak person, and by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had it in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business. So he's lying very simply to get a reduced sentence, okay?
Well, there you have it. He's lying to get a reduced sentence, and you heard it from the president right there. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on this one. I just know that And from what I'm hearing and what I heard just a few minutes ago is that there's no there here for this whole thing. And again, I want to cover this thoroughly because this is something that the Dems are going to try and play on. We got Catherine Herridge here, and she's the class act of Fox News and one of the class actors in Fox News. There's no question about that. Anyway, we're going to listen to her little ditty here real quick. I think we are. Here we go.
Capitol Hill back in September of 2017 when Michael Cohen testified behind closed doors to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And this is one of these situations where I always like to go back to the documents. Just before that closed door testimony, Cohen issued what was a two-page statement. And I just want to draw your attention to one specific section which deals with this Trump project in Moscow. And it reads in part, and this is from Cohen, "I assume we will discuss the rejected proposal to build a Trump property in Moscow that was terminated in January of 2016, which occurred before the Iowa caucus and months before the very first primary. This was solely a real estate deal and nothing more," Cohen wrote. "I was doing my job. I would ask that the two-page statement about the Moscow proposal that I sent to the committee in August be incorporated into and attached to this transcript." So this is key here. We've got at least two sets of records that relate to this Trump real estate proposal in Moscow. One is this written statement that was provided to the media by Michael Cohen that references a two-page summary of the proposal that was sent to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. I'm not aware that that document has ever been made public, but I'm going to go back and check. But what you have here would at least be sort of the basis or the predicate, timeline, specifics about the proposal, why it was withdrawn, and how it related to the election cycle. And this could be the foundation for the making false statements about the project to Congress, so the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. So that's where I am right now, Bill. I'm going back through the records, which I think is a smart thing to do at this point, given what the allegations are about the proposal.
Thank you, Catherine. Stand by there.
Well, amazing. It sounds to me, again, they've done the Corsi thing to him. And he's and Trump is saying he's a weak person. I've talked to Mr. Cohen several times, but I don't know him. And being the so-called weak person, the issue is he's not a Jerome Corsi. I can tell you that. Jerome Corsi's a hardened trooper out there. He's a hard, he knows his facts. He knows where he's been. He knows what goes on. He knows and Jerome Corsi is saying, "The heck with you, Mueller," at great risk to himself. He's not going to go for a plea deal because he knows Mueller wants him to sign a lie, and he's not going to go with the lie. That's the problem. He's not going to go with the lie. And Cohen seems to be going with the lie because he's afraid of other circumstances, other things, or too much digging, or something like that, something along those lines. Plus, he's got state issues in which he's not going to get a pardon from the president. That sort of thing is a concern, as we've heard. So that's Cohen. That's what's happening with him. It's really a sad thing. Really sad. But this is what happens. This is the fourth branch of government now, is the special prosecutor. It has free reign over everything. This is the thing that Congress, of course, it's not going to happen with this Congress for the next 2 years. They need to step up and put a stop to these things. Free range prosecutors. There you go. Free range prosecutors. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, GoFundMe. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the GoFundMe page, and you'll see that there's the GoFundMe page for New California relief, basically, is what we're trying to provide for primarily the campfire people in Northern California. There's more people that's displaced and so on than down in the Woolsey Fire. But we do have buttons for both, so you can go there. Actually, there's three ways you can give. There's actually four ways that you can give. You can give directly to the organization, or you basically have a plethora, a menu by which you can select a whole bunch of places to give to for various and sundry reasons. Some are a little bit more specific than others about their task and what they do. And if you want to take care of pets and things like that, and also that's for Woolsey and for camp. And then there's also the GoFundMe for New California, and you can click on that and donate. All the money goes to the relief effort. And what we've been doing is getting a lot of the cash cards and being able to purchase things like blankets, because everybody needs blankets and warmth. So help us out with that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And, you know, in these trying times, we will prevail because we're exceptional Americans. So stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.